An abundance of king salmon is not a phrase heard very often in Alaska this season, but abundance is exactly what the small southeast community of Skagway has this summer at the mouth of a little pond and creek in the middle of town. Margaret Friedenauer of KHNS has more.
With all the declining king salmon runs around the state, some at historic lows, other prompting emergency declarations, Skagway this year actually has more king salmon returning to Pullen Pond and Creek than fishermen and biologists know what to do with. Brian Elliott is the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Assistant Area Manager for Sport Fish for Skagway and Haines.
We are seeing a tremendous return of king salmon to Pullen Creek this year.
Just to be clear, this is a broodstock run of king salmon. Eggs from returning females are harvested each year and reared in pens in Pullen Creek. They are released into the wild and returned to freshwater in usually 3 years. But there have not been enough fish to reach broodstock targets in recent years. In the last 8 years, the return of king salmon to Pullen Creek has averaged 137 fish through early August. This year, there are many more than that.
Well, through August 2nd, we have 448 kings counted at the weir, and that's about four times the average through that date.
Elliott says there are a few things that could be contributing to the large run this year. For one, these fish may have stayed an extra year at sea. Also, stricter management of the local drift gillnet fishery may have helped this stock, he says. There was little commercial effort on the east side of Lynn Canal this summer, the area where the Pullen Creek Kings like to move north into Taya Inlet. Still, it's a remarkable run, Elliott says.
It's surprising to me because typically hatchery-produced king salmon do not survive as well as their wild stock counterparts. And so while our wild fish are declining in the Chilkat drainage, this return is pretty phenomenal. I think when we run the data, we're going to find out that survival is higher for these hatchery-produced fish than average.
With more than enough females to get the target broodstock, it might seem logical to collect more than the 300,000 eggs from 50 females needed for the goal. But Elliott says it's not that simple. The permitting on hatchery-raised fish is strict and only allows for the targeted number. Reporting from Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.